The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. They have a mission, which is to celebrate LGBTQ+ pride through inspiring, inclusive, diverse, provocative, and complex stories of the queer experience. They are called Voices in Alliance, and they've got a brand new offering that opens July 15th, runs through August 1st at the Shelter Belt Theater. It's Orange Julius, and one of the lead actors of that play, Randall Johanningsmeyer. Randall, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi, Mike, of course.
Before we talk about this play, this latest offering from Voices in Alliance, can you talk about some of the things that you've done around the city of Omaha?
Yeah, absolutely. I did a lot of theater in high school. I went to Westside High School here in town. I moved away for college and didn't do much theater then. So it was almost a surprise to me when I moved back about 2 years ago that I got so into community theater here in Omaha. But it's really such a welcoming community and all these different theaters, it's much more accessible than you think. So if anyone's out there thinking, oh, maybe I'll audition for something sometime, just do it. Worst that can happen is you don't get cast. So, that's really what I did. I went over to the Rose Theater and auditioned. And I've done some things at the Joslyn Castle. They do a great Edgar Allan Poe night around Halloween. Done some work with Old School Shakespeare Omaha as well. They do Shakespeare with one rehearsal in a bar. So some really cool things going on around Omaha.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, the latest thing you're in here, it's called Orange Julius. Can you give us a synopsis of the play?
Yeah. You know, it's a hard play to define, really. It's the memory play, meaning like I'm playing the narrator whose name is Nut, and Nut is dealing with their father's health issues caused by Agent Orange from his time in Vietnam. And as the child of the person suffering from that, Nut is grappling with all these concepts, trying to figure out their relationship and looking back through the years. So it's not like a linear beginning, middle, end play. It's a memory here, a memory there, narration. And there are also these sort of unusual scenes where Nut is sort of imagining what their father's time in Vietnam might have looked like, but sort of through this like hyper-masculine lens that comes from the Vietnam era movies that the character has watched.
Oh, sure. I happen to have been alive when Vietnam was going on. I, you know, would contend that you were not. So how did you bridge that gap?
Yeah.
What did you do or study or look at in order to try to get a feel for, you know, what that father character is going through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. This play has a lot of references to movies. So I definitely am starting there and, you know, watching Platoon and watching Apocalypse Now and that sort of thing. But I also really wanted to learn some of the history around this. So one book that I got out of the library that I found really useful is called Poisoning the Pacific by John Mitchell. And he's an investigative journalist, American living in Japan, who writes about just this history of military contamination. So that's been really interesting learning, not just about the Vietnam War, but throughout our history, how military poisoning of the land and people has happened and how it's been covered up. I mean, it's really dark stuff, honestly, to be learning about, but I'm glad I'm learning about it.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. How's it been working with the man who's playing your father?
Yeah, Kevin Barrett plays Julius, who's the father. He's incredible. I mean, he's such a smart actor, which I really appreciate. He comes into rehearsal and he's got all these ideas, you know, about what everything means and, oh, maybe we could try this. And our director, who's also named Randall, is very receptive to actors' ideas. Great people to work with.
In doing this play, what is your takeaway from this?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. As you said, like Voices in Alliance or VIA, they try to tell queer stories. And I liked the different adjectives you use, actually. I liked the complex because as we're talking about this play, you might not even know that there's any queer characters. But my character, Nut, is, you know, transmasculine. So there is that element of like figuring out masculinity, figuring out that relationship with the father. you know, I jumped at the opportunity. There aren't a lot of parts written for people like me explicitly. But I think one takeaway is, even when you think, oh, I have something in common with this person, just how much life experience everybody has that you might not know about. That's one takeaway for me, is that we can connect with each other through stories, through theater, and, you know, just through listening to each other, but just always trying to keep in mind the complex past that each person carries with them.
Absolutely. That's just wonderful. It opens July 15th. It runs through August 1st. It's called Orange Julius. It is Voices and Alliance's latest offering. It is at the Shelter Belt Theater. Information on showtimes and tickets can be found at viaomaha.org.
That's right.
Starring in the role of Nut is Randall Johanningsmeyer. Randall, thank you so much for taking the time and break a leg.
Thank you. Appreciate it.